Everybody who's gay is a predator?
Well, if you disagree with that, that's fine. But every gay person in the Bible was a predator from Genesis to Revelation.
Well, I don't know about the Bible. Do you believe that every gay person in the world is a predator?
That's what I believe, yes. And every gay person that I've ever known personally has been a predator.
Let's define predator. What do you mean by predator?
A predator as in someone who tries to molest other people, tries to force people into things that they don't want to do.
So every homosexual, let me get this straight, Pastor, every homosexual in the world forces other people to be gay.
I believe that every homosexual in the world is a deviant, is evil, and is a predator that is out to recruit others through molestation, through rape. It's in the news.
Is Barney Frank out recruiting people and molesting people? Do you have any evidence of that?
I don't have any evidence of that, and that's why I apologize for mixing him up with
you're apologizing, but on the other hand, you're saying that every single homosexual is a predator who's out to recruit and force people to be gay. They can't both be true.
Right, I'm saying that's what I see in the Bible as I read the stories in the Bible.
You're saying every homosexual in the world right now is a predator who is forcing people to be gay.
I'm saying that every homosexual is a predator who is a molester. I would keep my kids away from them.
Well, you are besmirching the reputation of people like Barney Frank who never molested anybody.
I'm not going to accuse him of anything specifically
But you just accused every homosexual.
General, yes, I am. You're right. I am. I am saying that he's perverted and that he's sick.
Well, wait a minute.
And that I would put him in the category with the rest of homosexuals.
Well, wait a minute. Would you arrest every homosexual?
Would I? Well, I'm not in authority, but do I think that homosexuality should be against the law? Well, it's against God's law.
Well, wait a second. But if every homosexual is a molester and a predator and Barney Frank, name whoever publicly gay person there is a homosexual, then you are calling that person and every person who's identified as being gay as a molester and a predator.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. That is what I'm saying.
And you believe everybody who is gay should be arrested.
I believe that God's laws from the Old Testament, including Leviticus 20:13, which says, "Whosoever lieth with mankind as he lieth with a woman, even both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death." That's what the Bible says.
So should I stand here and say
that the law of the Lord is perfect, and I'm not going to say that our United States laws are better than God's laws. That was a civil law for the children of Israel in the Old Testament. That concept is reiterated in the New Testament where God...
Pastor Anderson, you know that not every gay person is out there recruiting people to be gay.
That's your opinion, but you know
what? Well, it's not my opinion.
I've opened my eyes and looked at the people in my life that I've known that were gay. I've looked in the pages of the Bible, and every single story in the Bible that involves homosexuals,
I am talking about people in the world today who are gay, and you're saying every single one of them is a predator who is out recruiting homosexuals.
Well, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, you seem to think that there's some difference between what we read about in the Bible and what's going on today.
I mean, you know that there are millions of gay people in the world. They're not all out recruiting and being predatory on other people. It's just a fact. I mean,
the thing is, I think that you're probably just classifying certain people as gay, like they were born that way or something. But you know what? It's a choice that people are making.
That's a whole other argument, which has been discredited. But look, let's not even get into that because we've gone over that. You know,
sure.
I mean, did you choose to be? Have you ever had a gay experience?
Absolutely not.
I will say this.
I mean, I've never had any kind of a gay experience, but I've seen a lot of gays, and I've seen what they've done to people.
When did you choose to be...
I mean, I've known gays. I've had gays in my extended family that were molesters, but thank God I've never had any experience.
I'm just asking you, since you believe that your sexual preference is a choice, when did you choose to be straight?
No. We're born straight. We're born normal. It's only people who go against nature, you know, and become more and more sick and weird.
If it's a choice, I presume you chose to be a straight man at some point.
Well, you know, everyone is straight by default. People have to choose to go into these weird, sick, deviant things like being a homosexual or bestiality or whatever.
All right,
I would put homosexuality in the same category with bestiality, pedophilia. It's not normal. It's sick. Nobody's born that way.
Well, how is it the same thing as bestiality? I mean, that's with an animal.
Well, it's in the same. It's listed in the.
No,
same
it's really not, sir. Because an animal can't consent, but another human being can. They're two different. Thing. But look,
You know, it's listed in the same chapter in the Bible as what people do when they become really sick and vile.
Well, I don't know what chapter you're talking about, but look, I'm not a biblical scholar like yourself.
Let me help you. It's Leviticus chapter 20 and Leviticus chapter 18.
Well, Leviticus also say you should not wear mixed fiber? So if you wear a cotton poly blend, are you violating the Bible?
Well, read the book of Hebrews. It'll explain to you the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
But you just quoted Leviticus, which is the Old Testament. I'm quoting Leviticus.
Right, because the book of Hebrews explains that certain laws do not apply to us anymore. It's very specific.
All right, but wait a minute. But you're quoting Leviticus as the standard by which we should be making law. I'm doing the same thing, and then you're saying, well, Leviticus doesn't count. It's the Old Testament. You can't have it both ways. If Leviticus says one thing about gays that you want to say should be law, and I'm quoting a different part of Leviticus that says you should not mix natural and unnatural fiber, they're both the Old Testament. They're both Leviticus. Why is one applicable and one isn't?
Well, let me make a point that I'd actually really like to make about that, because there's a difference in the Bible between things that are sins, okay, and things that are civil laws. Like, I don't think that every sin should be against the law. If I sin every day, every person is a sinner, okay? Yeah. We'd all be going to jail if every sin
were
against the
law. People who commit adultery be stoned?
I believe that they should. That's what the Bible says.
You would stone them? You would what? You'd put them up in a public place and throw and stone them?
I didn't say I'm going to do it, but that's what the government should be doing. That's part of the civil law.